Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things Tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. Good evening. Today is Tuesday, February 13, 2018. You are listening to I Hear Tarot Online Radio. We are here present and accounted for courtesy of New Age Guild Spirit Talk Radio. It is 9 o'clock for those of you that are Pacific, 10 o'clock Mountain, 11 o'clock Central, and 12 o'clock a.m. for those of you sticking and staying up with us on the East Coast. Thank you for joining our 24th show. I don't know why, but every time I say what show, what episode this is, it just amazes me that we've come so far and together. So thank you. I couldn't do this without you. We are broadcasting from lovely Denver, Colorado. So I always ask that when you call, please do share your first name and from where you're calling. I am fine if you'd like to share the state, if you'd like to get a little more in depth, the city and the state. But it's just nice to know from where you're calling. So please do, again, share your first name and from where you're calling. And make sure you give us a moment to connect. I just want to be sure I'm hearing what you are saying from the beginning and also want you to know that you are indeed heard. And also, please be sure that you're in a space to speak without distraction. It sounds like we may already have someone on standby at this point. If that's so, what is your name and you're on the air?
Hi, my name is Anna, and I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, hi, Anna. Thank you for calling in and joining us. What is on your mind?
Well, I do have an application in, and this is the final process for my Social Security disability, and I was just wondering, what information are you receiving regarding that?
Okay, so let me make sure I'm clear with this. You have an application in for disability, and you're wanting to know what might be around it, status or any insight that the cards will give us?
Yes.
All right, so let's see. Okay. Okay, so what's coming through already for you, Anna, is the card just talking. Okay, yeah. So the cards are talking about you being a hard worker. Like they're saying it's almost like a different side of you to be on this end where you're not working and, making money, so to speak. So that's one of the things that's coming through. Let's see what else they want to say. Okay, so, it's interesting. A King of Swords comes up, and so that card can sometimes indicate a person, usually a masculine energy, who is, I don't know if managerial is the right word or insight or advice is the right word to use for you, but that one's surfacing, which is interesting. And we're also seeing the Star card, which is a beautiful major arcana card. So this one is talking about what it is. Let me see here, because they're saying that there's an opportunity here for you, and I'm trying to see what that is, if they want to give us some more insight. But
okay.
Yeah, there's something. Okay, they're talking about a break. They're talking about where I know we're in a holding pattern, but you're ready to. I know you're ready to move. You're kind of raring to go and see what's going to happen next. And I get that. So we're seeing a Page of Cups as well. So this could be opportunity. So You know, I can't totally tell if this King of Swords is someone that is factoring into the decision making or if it's just someone that's around you that might be an influence. But what I'm seeing is specifically, they're actually talking about this could definitely, when I say work in your favor, I mean what's best and in your highest and greatest good, right? And so that's what's coming up with these cards right now. So they're almost saying it's like, you know, let's see. They're almost saying we don't want to be hanging on this and waiting for it to determine us. We want to determine what it's going to do for us. So I know that's kind of a lot of words, to say right now, but this could definitely be in your favor, right? And let me see what they're trying to say, because they're talking about they need some more definition on your end or some more clarity on your end, and I'm trying to see if I can get any more insight on what that means, because it seems like there's a holding when I say a holding factor, but there's something there that isn't played in yet, and the cards are almost waiting to see what it could be. So I don't know if there's a decision that remains to be had, or if there's an interview process, or if there's another step that comes through with this right now, but they're talking about this looks favorable, so to speak, but it looks like there's like one more step that we have to fulfill, that you have to fulfill or get to fulfill, I should say, that we're waiting on. But it's in motion, it's in process. They're saying that you're doing everything right and you're being diligent about it, but there's just a little more information that hasn't fallen into place yet. So, you know, it could be as minor as you setting your intention and, okay, I'm going to do this and this is how it's going to look and this is what I'm going to receive, or it can be this is what I'm open to. But they're talking about, the cards are talking about wanting a little more clarity from your end. So I don't know what that looks like for you, Anna, my dear. Maybe we could talk offline and see what they're trying to say and get more clarity on that. I just can't see it at this moment, but like I said, it looks favorable. Okay. We just need to get clear on one or two more aspects of it so you're more solid on what to expect.
Yes. Well, that sounds good to me. Thank you.
All right, my dear. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Take care. Okay, my dears, it is 7 minutes after the hour, and just to support and express my appreciation for you guys being on hand and on standby with your questions, for those of you that may be listening, it is a 323-642-1207 phone number that you can call in and ask your questions, whatever might be on your mind. And you know, this is the 13th of February, right? So it doesn't necessarily have to be that you're in a relationship. How about you're in a relationship with yourself and you want to take care of yourself, right, and treat yourself? So what we're going to do for this show, right, we'll give you a week. So if you call in or shoot me an email with the code 0213, you will be eligible to receive a reading at 50% off. So that's a dollar a minute. You all, please call in and redeem. Let's get in depth with what you have going on. Just like Anna's call, there's more detail around her question. And their cards are saying, hey, we can talk about this, but we have to get in depth. So please take advantage for the next week. So up until our next show, you all, 0213 is your code to send an email and receive a dollar a minute reading versus our usual $2 a minute reading. Happy Valentine's Day to you, and treat yourself. That's what this is all about, right? And also for you to gain knowledge and insight to what's going on with you in particular, right? That's why I offer this. It's not for any other reason than I'd love just the opportunity to speak with you in depth one-on-one about what you have going on. If we have our next caller on standby, I am happy to take your call and see how I can support.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Erica, my dear, well, thank you for calling in. How can I help? What's on your mind?
Well, I just found out it's going to start snowing at midnight. It hasn't even snowed in like, it only snowed like maybe twice or three times at most in January. So it's really crazy. I'm freaking out. Like, I got my winter tires removed because it wouldn't snow. And now all of a sudden it's going to start snowing at midnight.
Here it is. Yes. So what is on your mind?
I just wanted to know if you were able to pick up anything on missing dog. My friend lost her, or her puppy went missing February 2nd. And we've been putting flyers and everything, but we haven't heard nothing concrete. I was wondering if you could pick something up about that.
Okay. What is your friend's name?
Jessica.
Okay. And what is her dog's name?
Frankie.
Okay. So let's see, Erica, if the cards will share with us. Let's see how we want to look at this. If we want to get insight to what's going on with Frankie, I want this to be about the pup versus Jessica, but let's see what wants to come through. Oh, Frankie. Let me see here. Okay, let me see what wants to come through. Okay, so this is interesting. What's coming through is they're talking about it not being, obviously not being Frankie's choice, right? But they're saying it's almost like, the way it's coming through is almost like there's a trial period. So, I'm getting that Frankie is still alive to answer that question, but they're also talking about wherever Frankie may be. It's like they're on it's an intro, so nothing is set in stone yet. I do get, interestingly enough, I do get Frankie's desire to come back to Jessica. obviously, where Frankie is, they're more. I want to say she's more. What's the word? She's stuck. I don't know if against her will is the right way to say it. I get that the dog is being treated well, but yeah. So I get that Frankie is alive. I get that Frankie has not forgotten Jessica and has a desire to be with Jessica. That's what's coming through right now. It's just just difficult to be in that position because Frankie's a dog, so they don't have the same capacity that we do. So as far as, you know, and what just comes through, and I don't know, Erica, if it's just my practical mind that's talking right now, but they're saying, you know, make sure that we've contacted the Humane Society or ASPCA, whoever may be in the area. It's possible Frankie has moved a little bit further away than we think, and so our immediate vicinity isn't working as far as bringing Frankie back home. So we get to think a little bit broader, and the radius gets to increase as far as who we're going to call and the flyers that we're going to put up. So I'm just, like I said, definitely seeing that Frankie is alive. Hasn't forgotten Jessica, but it's just a matter of, if you guys are reaching out, just be a little more broad with your, with who you're
search.
Reaching out to and where. Yeah, exactly. Yes, your search. Yeah.
So do you think that he's moved in the air? Is he still in the area, or he's like been moved?
He's further.
Like,
What I'm getting is that he's further away than what you would expect. And what's interesting that comes up, Erica, is, you know, what initially came through, and I'm not saying this to be scary, what I came through was almost like, finding a home where they're like, oh my gosh, we've wanted a dog and we've just wanted a dog, and it may not be the right time for them, but they feel like it's the right time. So I'm not getting that it's a perfect fit. It's okay. Like, I'm not getting it's negative, but it's just, if you're really looking, then yeah, I would expand. What they're saying is expand your search, and soon, you know, we don't want to keep him restricted.
Okay. So do you see him in a house? Like, someone is keeping him,
yeah,
someone
so
is caring for him?
It was two ways. One of them was coming through was he's being cared for, and mm-hmm. almost like he's not this and he's not that, so he's kind of like in the middle. So he's I don't know if he's easier or if it's a little. I sound a little scattered because the situation isn't completely clear for him. But mm-hmm. if he is with a new family, I don't get that the family was totally prepared to have him. And so it might mm-hmm. be they're like making things happen or making it happen for him. But I don't get that's mm-hmm. what they were going to settle on initially. And that's what the energy is. It's just a little uncertain because it was never a plan. And that's where it doesn't work for Frankie, you know? It just doesn't work. And so he's used to his, they're saying he's used to his routine. He's used to the way he does things. So expand the search for him and the way you're looking for him. Yeah.
Do you think the people that have him want to return him home if they were to know?
Looking for him. I get there's some there's definitely goodwill there. There's just uncertainty and it being unplanned, which is the way it works sometimes. So yes. So nothing negative, but it's not home. That's all there is to it.
Mm. Is he still wearing his little hoodie? He had a pumpkin Halloween hoodie.
I don't, that's what they're saying for now. And my dear, you're welcome to reach out and we can look a little bit further. But just mm-hmm. note that it's,
he's safe.
Whoever mm-hmm. or wherever he is, they have their own plan and their own way of doing things. So that's just mm-hmm. the way it is to them,
Okay. Well, I'm glad he hasn't gotten ran over, roadkill.
No, I don't get that. I don't get that. I get that he is still alive. But he's not in the place where he wants to be, and he has not forgotten Jessica.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for the insight. I'm going to forward that to her so she can
please
have that
know.
Peace of mind. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you.
My dear, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good night.
Thanks. You too. Take care. Okay, my dears, that was a beautiful question from Erica calling on behalf of her friend and her friend's dog. So that there's a lot of energy on that one. And so, again, these are great reasons why I encourage you guys to reach out to me individually and take advantage of a reading specific to you and your situation so we can get more insight. And with a dog, it's interesting because it's not just about the dog and it's not just about Jessica. It's about where the dog is. And so there's a lot more to it. And right now where the dog is outweighing it, sadly, the way it works sometimes is what they're saying is that the energy around where the dog is outweighs the history the dog has had with Jessica, for example, or even the dog's will. Right. So those questions are rare, but that's what's coming through. So, Erica, when you pass this on to Jessica, do let her know that she can catch up with me and use the beautiful coupon code 0213 for $1 a minute so we can see what insight we can get. It is now 18 minutes after the hour. If we have our next caller on standby, I am here and waiting to see how I can support.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hey, Laura, how are you? What's on your mind?
I would like to know what you see for me around work in my field.
Okay. So when you say work in your field, you are referring to what it is you want to do, or is this referring to what you know you can do?
What I know I can do. It is in my field, but it's I'm going to start. There's a couple job opportunities that I want to apply for that are more senior manager level that I know I can do. So I'm going to apply for them, and I'm hoping I get one of those in the near future.
Okay. So we're looking to see. Okay, cool. So there's a lot of positive energy on that, so I want to see what else comes through. But initially, when you're sharing that, they're talking about, okay, good, this is a good move. We get to see some response. We get some feedback. This is good. So let me see what the cards want to say. So we're expanding, so to speak, our application into positions. So let's take a look. Okay. Okay, beautiful. So, okay, here's what's coming through. They are talking about your definitely having, in quotes, the right frame of mind to be expanding, right? They're saying that, yeah, they're saying that you have been kind of narrow-minded in your approach and your search, and we get to expand on that, and you are, and so this is beautiful. The cards are definitely supporting that. What comes up next is the Major Arcana, the Justice card. So they're saying, one, we're seeing balance. One, we're talking about your experience gets to be recognized. And it's interesting, Laura, what they're saying is they're going to say, let's see, they're talking about there is the awareness, we'll say in quotes, of this, a couple things may be out of your experience, but that is certainly nothing that's going to prevent you or have your resume overlooked, right? And so what comes next is the beautiful Page of Wands. So it's news. We're waiting to see what's going to happen. We're waiting to see about feedback. So all really encouraging what's coming up. So whatever it is you're doing or however it is you're approaching your applications or your resume, the cards are saying this works in your favor, and it works in your favor too because it's also what energizes you. This isn't just about the money or this isn't just about the whatever. They're saying there's a connection with you and your experience and also who and what you are as a person, you know, the fiber, the beingness of you. And this is kind of, they're saying this is a, I just keep seeing energy and like a spark. That's what they're trying to say, and a challenge. And so this looks really positive. Do you have a more specific question? Because I feel like they're already saying, yes, 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 this is the right direction for her. Do you have, is there something more specific that you have in mind?
Well, I had a phone interview last Wednesday, and I thought it went pretty well with the hiring manager. And it's a manager position, and it's with a hospital. She said that she would be getting back with the recruiter regarding next steps. And I was just wondering if that job is going to be mine or if it's one of these other jobs that I have yet to apply for that I'm thinking about.
Okay, so let's look at this. So you're asking specifically about this interview that you had on Wednesday, right? And you want to know...
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if you're going to get that one. And you're talking to a recruiter and then at the hospital. So let me see. Let's see here. Okay, so, you know, Laura, what's coming through is the cards are coming back and telling us that, yes, this is the right start. You certainly come across, they're saying that you come across and you fit in, like your demeanor, your feminine energy, but you're being really experienced, you're being knowledgeable, all of this stuff shows through, right? And they're saying it's like she would work there. They're saying you're very distinct. Despite getting along with everyone and being, I don't know how to say this, but they're saying you're just very distinct. And that can be intimidating is one of the things they're coming through and saying. So to be honest with you, what the cards are saying is this might not be the exact fit or you might not get the offer for this position, but whatever it is you're doing and the approach that you have is good. It suits you. They're saying just know that you are very distinct and identifiable, and sometimes that can be intimidating. But we do see opportunity in the direction that you're heading. So what they're saying is this might not turn out to be the job offer that you're expecting, but keep going in the direction that you're going. So if it's a medical field or whatever it is you're doing, keep heading down that way. That suits you, the cards are saying, but this might not be the job that's going to work out for you as far as an offer.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just looking at some jobs and I thought I'm going to apply for them. So maybe one of those will work out. I hope.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Whatever it is you're doing, they're saying you're on the right track. You've got the right approach, but this particular job that you just asked about may not be the one for you specifically.
Okay. Thanks, Tina C. I appreciate it.
All right, my dear. Thank you for calling in and thank you for listening.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Thanks. You too. Take care.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, my dears. It is 24 minutes after the hour. I'm going to remind you again to take advantage of our impromptu 0213 coupon code for the next 7 days, right? So up until our next show next week. Consider calling in and expanding on the question that you have. There's influences around what you've got going on. And just like Laura, the cards are talking about and raving about her, going on and on about her. And even though she's specifically asking about this particular job, right, they're going on and on about her. So, you know, sometimes it can be a little frustrating because we're like, okay, that's not exactly what we asked. We asked and are wanting to know this, and the cards are coming back and like, yeah, but this is where it's at for her. So I encourage you to keep that in mind, and that's why we get to expand on what you have going on, because it's not, well, I'm not going to say it's not often, because there are definitely opportunities where we get to see insight straight away. But if we're really looking in depth and we've been on the hunt, whether it's for, you know, work or whether it's for a home or whether it's for a relationship, what often comes through first is the outside, and we get to dig deeper and see what's on the inside or might be around the outside. So take advantage, and we can just get some insight. And sometimes what the cards want to share with us is going to be enough to give you and shed some light on more than one aspect or area of your life, which is usually how it works, because everything is intertwined, right? So if we have another caller on standby, I am happy to hear what you have going on.
Hi, Christina. This is Alyssa from Idaho Falls, Idaho. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Alyssa. I'm doing well, my dear. Thank you so much for calling in. What is on your mind?
Well, I am hoping you can tell me if or when I will hear from Zach again, please.
Zach. Okay, so let's just see what insight the cards want to give us as far as you said when you're going to hear from Zach again?
Yes, please.
Okay, so let's see what they want to share with us. Okay, Alyssa. Okay. So let's see. Okay, Let me see what wants to come through here. So, Alyssa, sometimes there's a little bit of background noise. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So sometimes the cards, I know you're asking me for time, and sometimes the cards want to come through and tell you, here's some signs that you can look out for, right? And so what was coming through first and foremost was we're seeing a zero, which is the first of the major arcana. This is all about changes. So it could come across a couple different ways. One, it could be keep an eye out for something new that changes or something new that happens, a new decision, a new approach, and whatever it might be. It could also be indicating spring. And Alyssa, it could be going as far out as September of this year, which seems really, really far out from here. But things to keep an eye out for are spring, something new, whether it's school, whether it's a new job, whether it's a new friend, whether anything like that, and keep the number 9. So that could be September as well. Keep an eye out for that as well. But I'm getting, I don't know, closer to spring and then maybe into fall.
Okay.
Or summer, excuse me.
No worries.
All right, Major. Well, thank you for calling in.
Of course. You have a great evening.
Thanks. You too. Take care.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. So, beautiful question from Alyssa. You know, the cards are showing us this fool card, which they could be like, hey, this is it, which we're seeing new steps, new ventures, could be indicating spring. And then we're seeing 2 9s, right? And there's not that many 9s in the deck. There's about 4 of them out of 78 cards, right? Maybe 5 if you want to get technical. And so 2 of those surfaced. And so the cards are indicating, again, as always, everything can change in a moment, literally in the blink of an eye. We know this, right? So what was coming through based on Alyssa being very certain with her question, and I don't mean that like when you all call, you're not certain on your question, but the cards are coming back, and this is a tribute to Alyssa and how she sees things. I just want a number, just the facts, fam. That's it. And so the cards gave us a couple of things. One, here's a number specifically. And number 2, here's a new venture. here's a sign, here's a lookout point. So that's what's coming through. Beautiful questions. And in fact, I just turned over another card. And you all, if you could see this, you'd be amazed with me. Another 9 turned over. So I can see where this could be some energy on what's going on in this relationship as well, because what turned over is the 9 of Swords. So we've got 3 9s out of our 5 cards as far as when we're going to hear back from Zach. So whatever 9 means specifically to Alyssa, that's also hers to know. All right, it is 30 minutes after the hour, you all. If we have a caller on standby, I'm happy to see how I can support. Sounds like we have someone there. Can you hear me okay? Hi, you're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, hi, Christina. How you doing, ma'am?
Monica? Hi. Who is this? Huh? Hi, my dear. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you. I'm listening to your show, what I always do. And thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you. Okay, so on my mind, thank you very much. And I'd like to know... it just ran away. Okay, so I'm going to starting. I'm gonna switch it to my living situation. So I just want to know, because the white Caucasian man. That owns it. He walks a lot around where my home here, where I live. Mm-hmm. I just want to know what's his intention.
So you're saying the owner of the property walks around your unit often, and you're wanting to know what his intention is?
Yeah. Because in the front, about 5 acres from me, the police is always there every other day when I do see it, and I just want to know if he's looking after them and he comes over here curiosity.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, so let me see.
Please.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So there's more. There's more coming through on that question, and so let me just get clear. So we're looking specifically for the property owners. Okay, so we're just going to get some insight onto what he's kind of thinking or how he's perceiving things, right? Because I get that you're above board. I get that you're buttoned up on your end, right? And so naturally, when he comes around, there's some energy on that. So let me see. I get where you are right now. So for him, there's so much that comes through, because it's just like, even though he does one thing, there's a lot of different elements he has to factor in. So let me see. Okay.
Let's just do it on
okay.
him, what he's thinking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so here's what's coming through. So, you know, interestingly enough, my dear, maybe not that interesting, is that he is looking at now, is he the property owner or is he just a manager?
Yes.
Or is he a manager?
The owner.
He's the owner. Okay, great. The reason I ask that and the reason I'm making that distinction is because he's this is going to come across, and it may come across a little judgmental, and it's not. This is the energy or the mentality that seems to be coming through for him. So it's almost like, okay, what do I have here? We're like counting, we're counting our dollars, right? We're looking at what it is we've created. And so it's not even about you, interestingly enough, and it's not even about the other apartment. It's about what can I do with this and what the value of it is. There's a possibility of him being or considering, I'm going to say, selling the property or seeing – seeing how well it's being valued. And so really when he's walking around, it's like counting, you know, all the gold pieces that he has. So this really, interestingly enough, doesn't have to do with you. You're above board, you're buttoned up, everything looks good. There's, in fact, you're, what they're saying about your place is it's a nice place to be because everything is calm, it's in order, it's stable, there's not an issue, right? And so it's a comforting place to be of this is what I've created, this is what I'm, where I'm surrounding myself, this is who's coming here, right? So I see value in you and the property that you're maintaining. He may be under, he may be considering opportunity of what to do next. And that's what's coming up. So you may see him more frequently kind of going back and forth, weighing his options. And him being in the space of what he's created is where it's at for him. So, yeah, it really doesn't have to do with you per se. It has to do with what he's created as far as value and property and what the opportunities may be around him. So I don't know if it's about retirement. I don't know if it's about moving away to some other, you know, country and you know, sipping coconut drinks the rest of his life. I don't know what that means, but they're just talking about he's just looking at what he's created and celebrating himself and also the opportunity. And you're just, your area is a calm space for him. So I'm getting for you that's calm energy. It's maintained energy. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see him somewhat regularly. It's not about a negative. It's just about a positive, really.
Ms. Christina, do you see him doing this in years to come?
Doing what?
Because he doesn't want to sell this. I'm about 10 acres from his home. I think he wants. I want to know if he wants to. He's a confusing man. Because he talked about this 6 years ago.
So are you asking me if he wants to sell, if he's going to want to sell, or what exactly are you asking?
Yes, ma'am. Is he going to, like, he's just, like, thinking how much it's worth, but like, is he want to sell it to a company, or he's just thinking, oh, in general?
Yeah. No, what I'm getting is that he's really just relishing in what he's created. It's taken a long time to get there and a lot of hard work, and he's really celebrating himself. It may just be, and you know, we're seeing that the idea is always there that I could sell, and what it's worth. It's almost like having a stock is kind of how it's looking right now, and where there's influx in the market, that's when he looks around more. So you might consider that if the market's changing or however that looks. But what I'm getting for him is it's the opportunity is always there, and that's what's enticing. I'm not getting any movement specifically, if that's what you're asking. It's just nice to know what it looks like and how it's being valued. And and they're saying it could be that someone has expressed interest and that's prompted him to say, and move around more, right? But at the end of the day, he's really just celebrating what he's created.
Ms. Christina, is it about where I live? Did the person say they want to buy where I live?
It's not so much, I'm not getting that someone's putting an offer on the table. They're just talking about him really appreciating the value of what he has.
Okay.
If it does, I'm not getting like he's got something on the table. I'm getting that he appreciates someone appreciating what he has created.
Okay. Showing off, like, it's all mine. I created this.
Yeah, you know, he's proud of it. He's worked hard. I mean, And your space, and going back to that, they're saying your space, because it's maintained, because it's good energy, because it's diligent, because, you know, it's like, these are the tenants I have. This is the space I have. It's all good. I'm not getting anything pending at this point. It's just what they're saying for him is it's nice to know. It's nice to see. It's nice to feel.
Ms. Christina, you're very gifted. I just have one quick question on this one. Does he like the trees energy that's around here? Because the trees that I, when I go outside, is very heavy. Like, I can feel the trees energy. It's beautiful, heavy. Is the energy?
It's just, you know, the way it comes through is just walking around and being in this space. It's funny. And the cards are saying the way it's coming through is, he doesn't own the trees, in quotes. They're just saying, you just appreciation. They just keep saying the same thing. Appreciation, hard work, appreciation, hard work.
Good.
Yes. Thank you for calling in, my dear. Thank you for listening, and thank you for participating. All right. So it is now 40 minutes after the hour. You all, we have about 20 more minutes. So if you are willing and on standby, I'm happy to be here to support however I can. Sounds like we have someone ready to join our call. Is that right?
I'm ready.
I am ready. I knew it was me.
Hello, who is this?
Hi, I'm Angela. I'm calling from the Bronx, New York.
Angela, my dear, well, thank you for staying up with us. What's on your mind?
So today, I would like to know about getting a job this month because I've been applying like a psychopath, and that might not be too far off.
Okay, so are we looking at, okay, so hold on a second. They're coming through with a few questions.
We're
so,
looking at the actual job. I have a career goal, yes, so, but I need to fund it with a job. So I actually kind of need a job. So I've been applying like crazy.
Okay.
And I've been thinking about doing other stuff too. Yeah, not bad, but kind of.
Okay. Okay, let's look at this, because you do have your goals, and we see that. That's different than the question. So we want to get to our goals, but we need to support it by having it funded, which is the job opportunities that we're applying for now. So, and what kind of feedback do you have? Let's see here, because this has to work with you too. So they're saying, let's see what they want to say. Okay. So I'm going to start with what was coming through before I flip any more cards. So they're saying that it's not necessarily, and it's not just a matter of, okay, am I going to get the call back? It's got to be the right call back from the right company, doing the right thing at the right time for the right amount of money, right? There's got to be a lot of like, yes, okay, I'll give this, yes. That's one of the things that's coming through. And that's what flipped through with our judgment card. It needs to jive and reconcile with you and if you can do this. So that's one of the things that comes through. Let's see. Okay, so here's what's coming through, Angela. They're talking about you're in the right space at the right time. We're seeing some major arcana. So this is all about angel universe being around us to see what's going on and create the shift that you want to see happen, right? So you also have a death card. So this is really interesting for you because, yes, you're going to get feedback, but they're saying it might be not in a negative way, but they're saying it might be unexpected is the best way for me to say it right now, or something that you didn't put together when you applied for it, but that's what comes back your way. So, yes, you can be funded. Yes, there's positive energy on what you're doing and creating as far as this week. And even you know, they're saying right out the rest of February, right, because you can. But that's what's coming through. So, yes, you're going to get feedback. It may not look exactly the way you almost want it to look. But if your goal is specifically funding, then you get to be open to that. If there's something else, they're saying that you need to be more specific with that. But, yes, you're going to get positive feedback is what I can say. It may not look exactly the way you want it to look. Let me see if there's anything else that wants to come through. And you may have so many options that come back your way. You're like, okay, now I really need to sit back and iron this out and be specific. So we're seeing positive feedback coming your way. It's how it's going to look. There's more than one iron in the fire, or there's more than one, they're saying there's more than one influence going on in your life that's going to, more than one influence to consider during your decision-making is what they're saying. So, yes, you're going to get feedback. It's going to be beneficial. And after that, you might find yourself actually ironing out more details for what you want and how you want it to look. So,
okay.
And that's, yeah. Yeah. You're putting a lot out there, you're going to get a lot back.
If I put a lot out, yes. I'm going to get a lot back.
Yes, you are. And you will, absolutely. And then when you do, then that'll actually give you insight on how you can narrow it down. Because, yeah, you're going to need to, they're saying, because you do have specific goals and timeline.
Okay. I'm going to try to process all of this No, this is good. I'm not even upset. I'm just trying to get it in my brain and try to figure it out because I'm so jumbled up, like, you know. But I'm trying to figure it out, and I'm really happy that you're helping me kind of figure it out.
Yeah, definitely. And Angela, this may be a conversation, you know, for later on when if we have three options in front of us, we get to look and see what's more favorable than the other at that time, too. And so that could be really beneficial for your approach. So you
That's
just
perfect.
Let me know.
Maybe I'll just use 213, you know.
Ooh, I like it.
And figure it out.
I like it. Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
All right, my dear. Hope to hear from you soon. Yeah, you take care. Thank you. All right, so that was a beautiful, beautiful question. The cards, we're seeing a lovely judgment card, and then we're seeing a death card, right? So what does that mean, right? And so what was coming through and what I was sharing with Angela was if we have three opportunities or three options in front of us, that's where we get to say, okay, here's an option, or here's what I'm thinking. And we actually get feedback on all of them. It doesn't just have to be one question, like what you hear with, you know, with me in the show. It doesn't just have to be one question that we get a resounding yes or no or maybe. You know, it's not like a magic eight ball. We can look at a specific scenario, compare it to a couple other scenarios, and see which ones the cards are sharing with us at that moment are really calling out to us and looking favorable at that time. And especially in Angela's case, we're seeing a seven of cups, and that's a lot of option, right? That's a lot of opportunity, but it's not narrowed down. And so our death card is saying, it may be completely off the charts and we just don't see it yet. And so our judgment card is saying, but it's all going to come together. Well, it's a little confusing. And so when we get to iron that out, we get to drill down to what that means. This is where the insight happens for you. This is where you know in your heart of hearts, well, this is what I've been thinking. And you don't even have to share it with me. And it comes through in the cards and it resonates. And you're like, okay, of all the three options, this is what resonated most with me. This is what signifies most with me in my life. And this is an information that you've shared with me. It's what comes through in the cards. And that's why I encourage you to take advantage. Like Angela said, beautifully, you take advantage of 0213, right? It is 47 minutes after the hour. If we have another caller on standby, I am happy to take your call.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Lindsay. Can you hear me,
Lindsay?
Okay?
I sure can. What is on your mind here? We have about 2 minutes, but I want to make sure I can support.
I just wanted to know, I started seeing this guy a couple months ago, and everything was going great, and then there was some miscommunication, and everything's kind of been at a standstill, and we're not really talking. I just wanted to know if I should just leave it at this point as it is and start looking towards other things, or if I'm going to hear from him again, and kind of where we're at.
Are you able to share his name?
His name's Alejandro.
Alejandro?
Yeah.
So let's see. So you want to, okay, so two things are coming through. So you're asking me specifically if you should move on or be open to moving on. Let me see what they want. Okay, you know what's coming through, Lindsay? I get that you're at a standstill. One of the things they're talking about is you trusting your intuition and listening to yourself, right? But they're also talking about this relationship and how it's kind of gotten you, I don't want to say fired up, but there's definitely some energy on the relationship. And what's really coming through is the number three, which can also be seen as March. So as far as your question, should you move on, the cards are coming back and saying, before you make your decision, in quotes, and I'm not saying hold out and hold on, but what the cards are saying is be open to what happens in March. I don't know what's going on with the month of February, but the number three keeps coming up for you. So they're just saying be open to that. Trust your intuition. You've got a really good balance of that, but you also, yeah. So So talking about your balance, but just being open. So should you move on? Not to say that you shouldn't, and look out for yourself and keep yourself in your highest and greatest good, but be open to what happens next month before you completely write it off.
Okay. Okay, that's
yeah,
it's
kind of an open-ended response, but yeah, there's a...
Like, he's very private, and there was just miscommunication. Everything was going so well, and then miscommunication led to, a whole bunch of bad, horrible, wrong assumptions, and then now it's just nothing. So I was like, you know what? I've said everything I need to say, and I'm going to give him space and leave it at that. Like,
yeah.
My feelings are on the table, and, you know, I'm hoping to hear from him, but I'm just overthinking. You know, I have a bunch of feelings, and then I just overthink it to the point where it's like, fine then, fuck you, you know?
Totally get it. And there's definitely some transition going on, too. And it may be where you hear back, you know, from him regarding celebration. Okay, the hard part's done. Now it's time to celebrate. And it could very well be that, too. So just, they're saying just keep it open through March.
Okay.
Yeah, my dear. Well, keep us posted, and you're welcome to call back in.
Oh, I will. I'm going to be calling you for a reading to see. Oh, 1, 2, 3.
Sounds good, and we can get in depth and see what else might be going on and see influences in Alejandra's life as well.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, my dears, it is now 51 minutes after the hour. We're going to get to one of my favorite parts of the show. I want to share with you what we have going on for the day. We're going to draw our card of the day. We're going to look at our card of the week for the month of February. And we're also going to hear from our postcard from Spirit. And I love sharing this with you because I don't plan these cards. I let them come to me. Before the show, we have them posted on our Facebook page, which is at New Age Guild, or you can find me and follow me on social media at I Hear Tarot, right? That's my handle. So you can plug I Hear Tarot, IHEARTAROT, in as far as Instagram, Facebook, even my website, IHearTarot.com, right? And see what we've got going on. But gaining insight from what the cards want to share as far as what we've got going on for today, we're using our Shadowscapes beautiful, beautiful deck with beautiful description and explanation from the artist. And again, I'm emphasizing none of these cards are planned. They are what want to make themselves known for the show. And our card of the day, even though it is just about complete, you can reflect back on your day and even see if it bleeds into tomorrow, which is Valentine's Day. It's the 6th of Major Arcana, the Lovers, right? Amazingly wanting to make itself known on and around the 14th of February. And this card, the meaning is union, balance, energy, and flow, love, desire, passion, melding of the heart and mind, and forming a union or marriage. Though it can be romantic in nature, it's not necessarily so. The Lovers is also about determining values and struggling with choices. The innocence embodied in the turtle doves is a contrast to the shiny red apple and the embrace of the snake, one of the oldest symbols of temptation. Likewise, the pure simplicity of the calla lily contrasts the lush and sensual complexity of a rose. So this card is talking, it's not just about romantic relationship, but it's all about the balance and also the differences between the two. And that's what's coming through. But also, and again, we're hearing the same thing, union and relationship. So that's what's coming through with our beautiful Shadowscapes deck, talking about our opportunity and the choice and the ability to choose. Working with what you have and you know, and venturing out with what you don't and you might suspect, or even just being open to what comes your way. So the card is saying, take this seed, putting it into your hand, and this could be an acorn, right? and water it and see what comes from it. And that's what this card is sharing with us, that we get to be open to what we're creating. It may not look exactly the way we think it should, but this card is saying that we can make something come from it. It's also opportunity. So be open. Be open to this beautiful lover's card that's surfacing on a day that's most known for love, right? We're going to look at our Angel Tarot card of the week, moving on to the Six of Earth. And this card reads, gifts of money, time, or effort, new career opportunities, receiving a loan, or paying off debts, which is really interesting because a few of our phone calls were about jobs and income and opportunity and what we want to create. And tying back into our lover's card, it's also about effort. And that's part of a relationship. What do we want to put in and what do we expect to receive? And there's absolutely nothing wrong with those considerations when we're looking at relationship. And that's what the card, the lover's card, and even our Six of Earth is telling us. And our Six of Earth expands to say, abundance is on the way. The universe loves a grateful heart and rewards gratitude with more abundance. You may be the recipient of this bounty, or you may be the giver. Gifts may be monetary or take some other form, such as an opportunity, advice, and so forth. New career opportunities present themselves involving those who can be relied upon to be fair and responsible. Promotions, bonuses, and financial rewards are all possible at this time. Additional meanings are profit sharing, receiving a loan, the paying off of debts, celebration of a job well done. So this is really exciting because, again, for those of you that have called in asking about job opportunity, keep this in mind. This card is talking about being rewarded for your efforts and for what it is you're creating, and also for you being in gratitude. This card is reminding us not to give yourself a hard time because you're not producing as quickly as you think you should be. This card is talking about you making the effort and getting rewarded for that. So please keep that in mind. We're going to look at our card of the week for the month of February, right? And this is also, again, posted on our New Age Guild Facebook page so you can gain some insight. Today is the King of Wands. Oh, my gosh, you all. We're seeing all the different suits. We're seeing cups. We're seeing pentacles, which is earth. And then we're seeing wands, which is fire, passion, energy, right? And this card is talking about a combination of relaxation and concentration. Again, we're seeing an understanding balance here. The cards are talking about jumping in, being in it to win it, trial by fire, so to speak, and not being afraid of it, which as tempting as it is to be afraid of it, this card is reminding us not to be afraid of it, not to get stuck behind your own reasoning and your own conception of things, just being willing to jump in and go for it. And talking about the fruitfulness that can come our way, despite us being new at something, despite us being a novice, right? We think, okay, well, we can't get this until we're experienced or till we're an expert. And this card is saying, no, that's not necessarily the case, right? It's talking about our will to move past all of that and how it looks. It's talking about our goals and how they should be ours. If we're not doing it for ourselves, our King of Wands is telling us it's not going to come to fruition because it's not for us. We should be going and moving ahead to achieve our own heart's desires. This has to be about us. It has to be natural. And we get to look at what our wish is and what the reality of the situation is. We can combine all that. So this card is encouraging us. Look at what you got going on. Move through it. You know what you want. Move through it to get it. That's just the way it gets to look. It's all about transformation. What do you want? What do you want? Right? And our beautiful postcard from Spirit. Dearest wonderful you, to help you manifest a life for the highest good, we invite you to examine your deepest desires. Imagine all your desires, no matter what kind, like magic seed pods in a basket, glowing with infinite potential. Look closely at each one. Are you afraid that some may bring you too much attention and invite negative reactions from others? Is change too daunting? Are you afraid to stretch and grow? Let yourself be led forward and let the seeds of positive intention take to the wind. Your desires count and you are worthy of them. They are essential for co-creating your world. Did you ever consider that when a desire comes from deep within you, it might be spirit moving you to create something beautiful to share with others? Some desires are infused with miraculous powers to move the heart and influence the world in ways you can't possibly know. We know you and love you so deeply and are so happy to support you. Beautiful postcard, tying all of our cards in together. I want to thank Anna, Erica, Laura, Alyssa, Angela, Lindsay, and Erica for calling in. Couldn't make the 24th show without you. My mission is to empower you with insight and understanding to make sound judgments and move ahead with confidence. It's yours to know. And enjoy your Valentine's Day tomorrow. Love yourself. Love those others that are with you, and maybe your significant other as well. And until we meet and speak again, I am Tina C. I love you. Happy Valentine's. Take care. And I will talk to you soon.